Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, once or twice a year, I like to ask the question, what do you really want from your business? Why is this an important question? Well, why is the business there? The business is there to serve your needs. It's there to give you what you want. Now, did you have to put a great deal of work and time into getting what you want? It provides income and a lifestyle for all of your employees. It helps your vendors make a living. There are many things that your business does, but the most important question is, what do you really want from your business? You've heard people say many times, you must have a business plan. You must know where you go. If you don't have a business plan, you don't know where to go. It would be like driving to California and not knowing what road to take. But here's what they don't tell you. What they don't tell you is, before you make the business plan, you need to know what you really want from your business. You need to know what lifestyle you'd like to live. You need to know what kind of income you want. You need to know how hard you want to work, how long you want to work. What is your retirement plan? Because if we don't know what we want from the business, if we don't know what income we want from the business, if we don't know when we plan on retiring, if we don't know if we're setting the business up to sell it at some point for a huge amount of money that'll take care of us for the rest of our life, how can we write a business plan? We write a business plan that's in direct relationship to the needs that you have and the wants and hopes and wishes that you have. Now, we can't get all of those needs, wants, and wishes fulfilled at the same time, but we have to get started. But if we don't know where we're going, if we don't know what income we want, there are people that are happy living in a small little house that's $100,000. There are people that want to live in a $300,000 house. There are people that want to live in a $1 million house. Well, do you see what I mean? You see why it's important? You see why it's important to understand what you want? Because if you don't understand what you want, you can't structure your business in the right way. Some people are happy with a mid-sized car. Some people want Bentleys that are $350,000. There's no criticism or judgment for anything that you want. It's what do you want, not what I want, not what someone else wants, but what do you want? So if we sit down and we make a life plan thinking about what we want, then we're able to write the business plan. What is it going to take? How much business? How much volume? How many salespeople do we need? What kind of infrastructure do we need to make that happen? If we think of it in that way, we will be on the pathway to business success. If we just write a business plan, what are we writing it for? It'd be like saying, I'm going on vacation, but I don't know if I want to go to the ocean. I don't know if I want to go to the mountains. I don't know if I want to go to my hometown. I don't know where I want to go. I'm just going to go on vacation. It's not going to get you where you want to be. So consider, what do you really want from your business? Not what somebody else wants, not what someone else thinks you should do, but what do you want? And when you know that, you'll be able to structure your business for success. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.